don't know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking to?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice
do?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
As always, talking is what we're talking about. It's time for Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. And I am happy to tell you that Jock Gibberish is sponsored by the good folks at Fairbury Furniture. So we are glad to have them in a partnership here at the radio station. We're glad to have Cynthia Graw in the studio. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Todd.
Cynthia tells me she is an expert at today's topic.
Well, I use it a lot. I just don't know if I'm an expert. It's fun, though.
Sure. It's visual, unfortunately, but we're going to talk about it because everybody knows by now what an emoji is. And if you don't know, it's not going to affect you. So just don't worry about it. There are all kinds of emojis. I don't know where these came. Do you know where these came from? Who had this idea?
I don't know. You know, I'm wondering if it has to do with the laziness of this generation or something. And I will probably get attacked for saying that. But people shorten words constantly just so they don't have to talk as much as before. And picking a picture on your phone instead of typing a whole word out is just so much easier.
I guess that's it. Maybe it goes back to the days. I guess the emoji is just the natural extension of the days when we used to make little faces out of punctuation marks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You use the semicolon to make it look like a smiling, winking face, you know,
yeah.
Stuff. But everybody said, it's sideways. It looks so stupid. We need little cartoon characters. And for anybody who doesn't know, an emoji is what you attach to messages. And their little smiling faces. They're all kinds of things, actually.
Yeah, not even faces anymore. You get food products, you get vehicles, you get, oh my gosh.
There are dozens of them.
Yes.
And some make no sense whatsoever.
Right.
It's like, you know, there are some emojis, and I was trying to think of an example because we just had a story on it not too long ago, but some emojis, once in a lifetime, you might use them.
That's what I was just thinking. When?
A dinosaur chasing a chicken. Okay. Not quite sure when I would use that emoji, but
right?
The cops are after me. Dinosaur chasing chicken. Why do they want to pull me over? Because I'm texting while I'm driving.
That's your fine. SOS signal, your bat signal,
I
Todd.
I guess that's it. Get these dinosaurs out of here. Oh, it's a strange world with emojis. But a dating app called Clover decided to take a look and find out which emojis are actually the biggest turn-ons and turn-offs for people. There you go.
I've never thought about basing whether I like a person or not over what emojis they use, but
no,
okay.
It's just a question of whether or not it catch your attention, or is it the kind of thing you might just overlook. Turns out women like faces with the tongue sticking out or smiling.
So simple. There you go.
I don't know why that would be particularly appealing. But there are a lot of them.
Maybe that's
that much I know.
Because it's not unappealing.
You can see the tongue sticking out like a raspberry, you know, like you can see the tongue sticking out like sticking your tongue out. You know, just, I mean, there are a bunch of those to choose from. And smiling, of course, I understand that because, you know, a smile is kind of a universal sign of goodwill.
Yeah.
So if you use a smiling emoji, it has to send a good vibe, doesn't it?
Hopefully.
Doesn't it? Unless it's some kind of like leering smile, you know. Hey, baby. Got your smile all twisted off to one side.
Oh, no.
Don't want that. There is one of the woman holding her hand up. I'm not familiar with this emoji.
Talk to the hand.
I see. Now, see, that goes just in the opposite direction, but I guess it's woman's empowerment, you know.
Yeah.
I am not going to speak to you. I will hold up my hand.
Conversation done, right?
I guess. There is another one with monkeys covering their eyes or mouth.
My sister's favorite. That still
Why
cracks me up.
Why is it your sister's favorite?
I have no idea. She's like one of those shy types, you know, and so every time something funny or embarrassing happens, instead of laughing, she just kind of puts her head down and covers her eyes really quick and then looks up. So the big debate right now with my family is which came first, the emoji or Becca doing the covering the eye thing? Because I don't think it's been something she's done forever, but it's cute because it looks exactly the way it would if you were texting something funny and then put that there. The emoji there in the text.
All right.
It's hilarious.
Now we know about Cynthia's sister. She is outed as a person who plays peekaboo with her relative. The monkey's covering their eyes or mouth. I don't know why. Why not the person cover or the monkey covering its ears?
There is one. See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil, monkeys.
And
that's what those are. Yeah.
You know what else?
No.
In the original story, because we run a commercial where they talk about the original story.
Yeah.
Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. There's actually a fourth monkey and it is do no evil.
No kidding.
Now, why is it we as Americans have eliminated that one?
I don't know, but there is a fourth monkey emoji where he's like dancing crazy. I wish you guys could see me right now because I'm trying to show Todd.
She is showing me, and I'm frightened. I am not making this up. The smiling devil is also very appealing to women.
Well,
there you go.
That, yeah. Yeah.
I have such plans for you, my dear.
Maybe that's the leering face you were talking about.
I'm the devil. I guess if you put the horns and little beard on the guy, it's okay.
Yeah,
It's like, well, of course he's supposed to be a little inappropriate. He's the devil. Come on. The emojis that women like the least, the eggplant. Now, here's one I was just trying to think of the other. Eggplant? Why are you going to send someone a text and attach an eggplant emoji?
Well, per pop culture, it's probably a little not appropriate for your morning show.
I see. Well, women don't like it, whatever it is. well, hands clapping. Women don't like that. Women don't like the flexed bicep or the fist bump. Just doesn't register with them.
It depends on the context, honestly.
It's too masculine.
If somebody's like, hey, baby, want to go out with me sometime and sends a bunch of those texts of the flexed muscles, it's like, no.
That's exactly. See,
right.
It's turn off, you know. Have you ever heard the old, haven't you ever heard the old joke?
Which one?
You walk up to a woman and you say, have you ever purchased your tickets?
No.
And she says, no, I don't have my tickets. And then you go into a big bodybuilder pose and you say, to the gun show.
I'd be like, I don't have the money for that right now. Generally, you might want to find somebody else.
Generally doesn't go very far to tell you that. Now, of course, you got the guns. You don't have to show them off. You know,
right.
You just say, look at that. You know.
Right.
Emojis that men are most likely to respond to are smiling faces or laughing faces.
They have a lot of variation of the laughing ones now. I like the one best where it shows you're laughing until you're crying. And the one where the little emoji's on its side laughing until it cries. I send a lot of those to my boyfriend. So.
That's the dreaded ROFL version of the emoji. Rolling on the floor laughing.
Yes.
And the okay hand symbol. We all know what that is.
Yes.
And Cynthia and I are doing it in the studio. You can't see it. Sorry about that. We're on the radio. And the kissing lips are okay for men. They like that.
Aw.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I'll have to try that out on the boyfriend today, see how he reacts.
Men do not. He's probably going to write back and say, what is that about?
Right, you know? Probably.
Men are turned off by the crying face. No tears, unless you're crying because you're laughing so hard.
All right.
Men do not like the diamond engagement ring.
Understandable.
Mm. And strangely enough, there is, of course, an emoji that looks kind of like doo-doo. And men don't like it. Men do not respond to it.
I just have to say, my entire family, male and female, both, love that emoji. It's just because it's goofy.
Which explains why your sister covers her face.
Right?
I do not want to be associated.
And if she heard that right now, she heard me right now, that's exactly what she's doing at her desk at work, is just covering her eyes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now you know. Those are the emojis that men and women respond to or respond against most strongly. So as you send your text messages, just be careful. Send us some text messages, attach some emojis, then we'll know the ones you like.
Yeah, that's so much. Emojis are just fun.
Are there dollar sign emojis?
Yes, and there's dollar bills emojis.
That would attract people's attention.
Coins and...
I see.
Yeah.
I just don't emoji a lot. I'm texting more these days, but I just don't have much to say, believe it or not. I get it all out of my system first thing in the morning here on the radio, and then I'm kind of done for the day. I don't know what to tell you.
I still text a lot and emoji a lot.
I see. Do you have much to say? That's the question.
No, but I still... That's why I just send emojis, because they say it for me.
There you go. Let your... picture's worth 1,000 words, so why not?
Yeah.
Save on your texting rates, too, even though most people have unlimited now. That's what's even more scary. You can send all the emojis you want.
Right, and it won't matter at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, which is where we are, Cynthia.
Yes.
So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I don't know. Are you in tomorrow? On Jock Gibberish, or is it going to be Ginger?
I'm probably Ginger, but I'm here if you would like me to stop by.
All right. Well, we'll play it by ear. I don't even know what that means anymore. I do know that it's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.